The stories behind great artists often have twists and turns, but hard jail time is not usually part of the narrative. WHYY's Alex Lewis brings us a story about how a Pennsylvania artist uses his work to emerge from prison transformed.
Jesse Crime's Apocalypse Teen 16389067 is so massive that it dominates an entire wall at Rucker Zimmerli Museum in New Brunswick.
Apocalypse Teen is 15 feet tall and 40 feet long, and it's made up of 39 separate panels that are then configured together.
Crimes assembled it from familiar images. The destruction from the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, Tahrir Square, Taylor Swift. But when you back up, you see the murals organized in three horizontal tiers that Crime says represent heaven, earth, and hell.
The reason that I chose Apocalypse Teen for the title is because the Greek origin of that of apocalypse means to uncover and reveal. But the contemporary translation of Apocalypse Teen, which is apocalypse, is this kind of massive scale destruction.
And 16389067 was his prison identification number.
So there's this kind of correlation between a loss of identity and destruction on a personal level, but also using this work as a way to uncover and reveal things that are going on within the prison system.
But Apocalypse Teen is more than a conceptual piece of art made by a former inmate.
Making the piece was definitely a means of survival.
Crimes grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. His mother was 16 when she gave birth to him.
I was raised by my father, who I thought was my biological father, but I found out around probably 10 years old that he wasn't. So I still considered him to be my father. But when I was 13 years old, he ended up committing suicide. Looking back, I see how traumatic that was for me and how that kind of shaped my identity.
Crimes, who was a talented artist from a young age, soon started dealing drugs at parties and developing a police record. It carried on through his college years.
I would do my work and then I would go out and live this kind of like second life.
Crime studied studio art at Millersville University, and his future was looking bright. But by the time he graduated, it was too late.
I got caught with 140 grams of powder cocaine. When they arrested me, they asked me to cooperate, and I kept refusing. I'm going to take responsibility for myself, and that's it.
Art was his refuge in prison.
And I started creating work as a way to kind of transcend all of these negative things that are going on around me. And what that actually did was it drew people closer to me.
Crimes eventually started teaching art classes to his fellow inmates. Crimes slowly developed a method of transferring images from the New York Times to prison sheets using a spoon and hair gel, materials he could easily acquire. He then started working on what would become Apocalypse Teen. After each panel was finished, he would immediately mail it to his girlfriend back home so they wouldn't be confiscated.
Well, making that work was a way to transfer myself out of the prison system.
With good behavior, Crime served 5 years of a nearly 6-year sentence. He had a job waiting for him with the Mural Arts Program in Philadelphia. And then just a few months after being released, the Zimmerli Museum at Rutgers University caught wind of Jesse's work. Curator Donna Gustafson says she was immediately moved by the work's depiction of time.
It's really kind of about visual time and how is time lived and how is time remembered and what is it like to experience time in a place all by yourself where you don't really have access to the usual mechanisms of time and sociability and day and night and whatever else we all do.
Crimes was incarcerated just 100 miles south of the Zimmerli in Fairton, Cumberland County.
Yuri spent a whole day installing the show, and when he finished, we all said, you know, what do you think? And he said, I feel like I won.
It's one of the most empowering experiences I've ever had. There's something really nice about having my first solo exhibition in the same state that had me in prison. All of this happened within the first year of coming home, so I'm just trying to get reestablished with family and friends.
Crime's future is looking bright, with some of his work heading to display in Paris early next year. But he says he's really just focused on the thing that saved him, making art every day. For WHYY, I'm Alex Lewis.